The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 387. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How you going? I'm OBS today.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Adam Vail.
How you doing?
And Brian Majoma.
It's June, so you know what time it is. Time for a bunch of self-righteous people to parade a bunch of nonsense in front of our eyes. That's right.
It's E3 time. Face and just say it.
Oh, don't fuck it up. What is it?
That's right. It's E3 time.
Yeah, there you go. I thought you were talking about the Jubilee, you know?
Oh, no.
Yo, check this out, man. So usually when I come, you know, oh, but by the way, Brett Murdoch is here, people.
Snuck it in.
Nice. So Brian, check this out. So when I come into work in the morning, I always check the Slack room, see what the British side was doing at night and stuff, right? My night, obviously, their morning. I go in there, no messages whatsoever. I'm like, yo, is my Slack fucking up? I'm like, oh yeah, these dudes are on vacation for 2 days because of the queen. You know, what is it, her birthday or something?
It's like 90-some years old.
Oh, no, it's not her birthday. It's her Jubilee. So
okay, what does that mean? Because when I hear Jubilee, I think about X-Men.
It's basically how long she's been sat on the chair, how long she's been queen for. She's been queen for 70 years, the longest running monarch in UK history.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So
by
so,
how many yeah. years, by the way? By how many
70,
years?
70.
Oh, by,
no, she's
oh, by
70
how many?
Years.
I have no idea.
Like, who was
yeah, what is she, like 100 years old or something?
She's 90.
She's 90. Her father died like really young,
he had a lung condition.
You know, Prince Charles is waiting for that bitch to die. She's still kicking around. I want to be the king.
To be honest, if things are going the way things are going, he'll probably die before she does.
Yeah,
possibly.
That's crazy. So, what are you guys doing over there for this? Like, everything's just shut down or something?
Basically, we're having like a bank holiday, so no one's really working per se, apart from like usual shops and stuff. And basically, we're just throwing parties locally, but at where the Queen is, she's in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
So they did like a whole parade, did like whole like formalities with like the people in the red jackets and the big hats. They have names, but I don't know what the names are. Yeah, it's basically just a bunch of celebrations about that. And yeah, it's all over the damn news. You can't escape it. Yeah.
Did she also do the British community a service by de-knighting Jimmy Savile?
Not yet.
That's interesting.
Plenty of time for that. Someone will at some point, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to the Queen, I guess.
Oh yeah.
Like, you gotta understand something. Like, to us Americans, we don't have royalty. So to us, the only like royalty we have is like, you know, Prince or something, you know, like the guitar player.
Yeah,
you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have celebrities. That's what we have.
That's it.
We have celebrities. That's what we have.
Celebrities are royalty and the Kennedy family.
Yeah. You know, that's why we're so fixated on fucking crazy
John
trials.
And all that shit, this crazy
we're not going to get into that shit, but holy crap.
That's what everyone seems to care. It's either that or guns. That's it. Johnny Depp and guns. That's all we care about.
Yeah, that's all we care about. You know? Jim. Blitz says Jim Ryan should be knighted. Oh, for PlayStation.
No, they wouldn't knight him.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't knight him. All right, man. Anyway, speaking about PlayStation, the big thing that happened this week was PlayStation State of Play, man. As usual, I had my expectations extremely low because these things are usually pretty garbage. So I think there was like one good one in like the last like 3 years or something. So I'm like, whatever. I didn't get to see it. Well, it was live. I was working. I was on my way back. I saw it. It's actually decent. I was surprised.
Yeah, wasn't bad.
It was actually decent. And we're going to go down the list here. Chris, everything going all right over there? Maybe you got storms or something going on?
No, I know. Discord just flipped out on me.
Fucking Discord.
So I just said, some fuck bullshit. It, restart.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so let's get into it. We're going to go down the line here and discuss what was shown. First up here, so the show kicked off with Resident Evil 4 Remake, which looked nice, but no real gameplay. Like, it was an engine, obviously. But, again, I've said this, I'm very mixed about this game because I feel Resident Evil 4 is perfect as is. Like, all you need to do is just run the actual real game in RE engine, and you're straight. But this is going to be a Resident Evil 2-style remake, so it's going to be, you know, from the ground up or whatever. So they're going to have all new, everything's going to be new. So I just hope they keep the balance right, because, like, what I love about Resident Evil 4, the original, was, like, the horror and the action were perfectly balanced. Like, obviously, the original ones lean more towards survival, you know, horror, and then, like, afterwards, they lean to just pure action. 4 had the right balance. So I hope they don't fuck this one up.
You know they're going to make it easier for cinematic purposes.
Well, you know, that's what you get a easy mode for, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, eh. Yeah. Hey, you don't want that.
No. That is what you have an easy mode for. That just doesn't seem to be the consensus of the industry as a whole.
Yeah, but not Capcom. They still give you hard modes, you know? Like, Resident Evil, like the remake games, they still had hard modes.
Yeah, you know? Hard mode is different. You know, I can go on a diatribe about this, but, like, hard mode is generally just artificially cranked up. They're like, oh, well, they take more bullets to kill. You're like, well, that... It kind of changes the game more, like when everything just turns into fucking bullet sponges.
Yeah.
And Resident Evil specifically is known for it. Like, oh, you want hard mode? Everything's the same except you can't find any ammunition now. Like, that's not what I want. I just want maybe more zombies. How's that?
Yeah, but again, we can't speak about the game's difficulty. We haven't seen that yet. But
I said historically.
Yeah. But no, you're right though. It's like, hey, hard mode. Here's two bullets. Beat the game. Yeah.
Right. You know? Here's four zombies and two bullets. You know? Like, what the fuck, am I John Wick?
You know, they get proficient with that knife, you know?
Mm-hmm. Teach you some martial arts also. Against them.
Yeah, anyway, Resident Evil 4, thoughts?
I mean, it is what it is.
I played that game.
But the new one.
I mean, it looks really nice. Yes.
It's the same one. They're not changing it.
No, they are.
It's from the ground up, like Tony said. They're going to write new stuff. And here's the thing, like, I hope the maximum they do is, like, a lot of the dialogue in old RE4 was kind of hokey. It's like, I don't know, the translations were a little weird.
Yeah.
You know, like, let me break it out to you. Nobody talks like that. So if it's just like, hey, let's fix some of that English, let's bring in the guy who worked on RE7, the guy who wrote Fear, bring him in, like, fix it up. Keep a little of that B-movie campiness, you know, like where Leon was playing off of Salazar. You know, don't make it completely dark and serious, right? Don't get rid of that tone, but fix some of the dialogue and whatever. I don't know if they're going to give Ada a bigger role because she was the first thing you see in the trailer. So I don't know if they're going to do separate ways, or they're going to do like they did on RE2 where something happens to Leon, or while he's doing something, then you play as her in the main campaign. I don't know. I'm just speculating from what they showed.
Yeah, for sure.
Did anyone, when the trailer first started, thought it was The Last of Us remake?
That's what I thought. I legit thought that.
No.
I was like, here we go.
I heard the guitar, and I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. The fucking remake that no one asked for way too soon. And then it started going to, like, flamenco-style music, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, I knew when they did that. I was like, "Oh, this is part of Resident Evil 4."
Yeah, no, but for a hot second, I thought it was The Last of Us remake. Here we, because the font's also kind of the same too. You know,
Well, it said it had the R first. Remember how it zoomed into the R, and I was like, "Oh, it's Resident Evil."
Yeah, yeah. As soon as the R came out, I was like, "Okay," but it was like for a second, I'm like, "No, no, no."
Let me break it out to you, Chris. I can see why you felt that way.
Yeah. All right. Any thoughts? Any more thoughts on Resident Evil remake?
Yeah. I mean, I can't complain because I really enjoyed the 2 and 3 remakes.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can keep up the trend. Obviously, this is a significantly more well-received and more beloved game than the other predecessors. Yeah. But I just hope that they keep the trend going because a lot of people haven't played this game. And I haven't played this game since I was literally a fucking child. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
It's on everything.
You can play it everywhere. This one is a game I just because it's been re-released so much, I play, I guess, every 4 years or so. And I'm like, damn, this shit is still dope, you know? But yeah, okay, so that's that game. Next up, another Resident Evil announcement was Resident Evil Village for PSVR 2. Now, here's my thing. I don't think this game will be as pants-shittingly scary in VR as the one before that, because you have guns now. You have all this shit. Like, the last one,
yeah, he's,
you know what I'm saying? Like, he's decked out with guns, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it'll matter.
More empowered.
Yeah, so
he's more empowered.
Nope, not just no, but fuck no.
There's one part of that game that will probably be very freaky in VR.
Oh, the house, right?
The house with the dolls. You get to that, yeah. You have no guns, and yeah, no. It's a that you know, you
yeah,
guys know.
Yeah, that'll
you
be played scary.
It, you know. That place yeah. will
you'll if piss you know, your you hand. Know. Yeah, no, but that yeah, that'll be scary. Action. Yeah, you know, the rest is action, so no scariness there, you know. The other thing, even with Resident Evil 7, like, as soon as I got guns, it was not scary anymore, you know.
That's right.
I'm hoping more people play it, but I'm gonna guess that, like, just putting it in VR ups the scare factor by 3.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this: I was looking at my timeline while the show was going on, and I was surprised by how many people were hyped about this and a couple of the other next games, because they were all VR games.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder, and I'm probably certain that most of them won't, but I'm like, I wonder how many of these people would not even try this out, because none of them were talking about PlayStation VR when it first came out. So I'm curious how much that retention will stick when PSVR 2 comes out.
It's a good question. Okay, so that was the first of a couple of VR games. So the next one was The Walking Dead: Saints and Sinners Retribution. And Carlos, when I saw this shit, I was like, I want to go back to New Orleans, bro. Shit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same streets we went down. I'm like, I don't need to go back. But I played a demo of, because this is like part two or something, or an add-on or something. I played like a demo of the first one. You know, it's all right. It's VR.
One thing I was impressed, though, with both of them, they did, because, okay, in the Resident Evil one, they showed you could dual wield,
yeah,
right? Where you could have the knife and you could have the gun, so you could literally do some CQC on the shit. Like, you could have, like, a knife in one hand and the gun. And then the other one was, the guy threw the gun in the air and caught it with the other hand.
Did he not care afterward?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think anybody got the joke.
I know.
But, you know, no, Tony, that's through your hands in the air, not your gun.
I'm thinking
he's paraphrasing.
Yeah, paraphrasing, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I thought that was kind of cool.
Wait, hold on, it is guns. What are you talking about? Throw your guns in the air, pop, pop, like you just don't care. You can't do that. You can't pop, pop with your hands. What are you talking about?
I always thought it was hands.
Yeah, I always thought it was guns. So,
yeah, well, I thought you were saying that, you know, throw your hands in the air, waving like you just don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of an alternate version.
I think that's what it is, yeah, because that's what I'm hearing, like, throw your guns in the air, pop, pop, like you just don't care. All right. Anyway, that's 90s shit. Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, but yeah, like, I thought that was kind of cool, where you could, like, sort of dual wield with your guns. I guess that's the whole, you know, VR thing.
Well, that changes the dynamic. If you could do that in the regular game, that would have changed some of those interactions. Imagine having a shotgun and a magnum in each hand, you know, you just destroy everything. Well, yeah, I mean, you burn through your ammo, but
or the idea of being able to pistol whip somebody, you know, like in the game, like, in other words, like, oh, okay, you're out of bullets. All right,
Tony,
yo,
you see this? This is the best time for that bodysuit I keep talking
about. There you go.
You can have the little foot pads on it with the sensors, so you can do a front kick, you know, a T-kick 300 style. You know, and then take some punches. You know, that'll be awesome. Let's wait. Let's do that.
I gotta say, I do immediately think, you know, I say putting in VR will bring the scare factor up by 3. It'll immediately bring it down by 3, being able to just pistol whip motherfuckers. I don't know why. But just as soon as you're like, oh, I just pistol with these bits. All right, well, now I'm going on a rampage.
Guess we got some love for this game. By the way, I looked it up. The song I was thinking about, it was literally called Throw Your Guns by Onyx.
You know? There we go. Yeah, you were thinking about the Onyx
yeah,
song.
There you go. All right, man. So, yeah, there's a VR game. Next up, we have Horizon Call of the Mountain. This was actually announced a while ago. Now, we saw a trailer. This one was, like, kind of egregious. You literally saw floating hands, you know?
Yeah.
And this one made me think, like, a lot of VR games, they make me think of, like, the Universal Studios King Kong ride, where you're just, like, strapped in and this shit's coming at you, like, rah! Or whatever, you know? But you're not really an active participant, you know?
It seems like you can jump and move.
Yeah, so
because, it's like,
weird, though, show, you know?
They show parts where he's, like, climbing ropes, where, like, you're doing...
Yeah, he's doing parkour stuff, yeah.
you know, you're putting your hand up, or like they're jumping from mountain to mountain. Here's a slight question I have about, like, where does this take place? Does this take place in modern Horizon, or is this like a prequel sort of game?
I don't know.
Like, is this character somebody you've met in your passing, or is this because you're playing bow and arrow guy?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I was just thrown off by the floating hands. I'm like, was, what the hell is this?
Yeah, that was really corny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I you know, people were like, again, I was looking at my timeline and people were just hyped about this. I'm like, oh, I mean, it looks okay. But that's just me, I guess.
I mean, I just look at it as like, oh, it's a name that people seem to recognize. But mm-hmm. in general, I'm sure everybody in here is like, okay, yeah, it's a VR Horizon game, whatever, you know.
Well, it's a VR Horizon spinoff game.
Yes, yes. So there you go. Yeah, because you're not playing Aloy.
Nope.
Don't worry, nobody played Aloy in the sequel.
Oh!
Yeah, that's
right. Elden Ring came out.
Exactly.
Is it, you're like, is this an Elden Ring?
Is this an Elden Ring expansion?
Yeah.
Elden Ring VR?
Yeah, all right, so we got that. So what do you think about PSVR 2 in general?
I mean, they haven't.
I'm looking at you, Brett.
That goes well, Brett and Carlos,
well,
both of you.
But we haven't seen the hardware, though, right?
Yeah, they just said it was coming, and they just gave you some specs, but what does it do?
They should offer some kind of trade-in. People can get a discount, because no one's going to use their old VR shit if they got a new one.
Yeah, Carlos has got to pull his out with all the cobwebs and stuff, blow on it.
And spider bites and stuff on his hands.
Man,
with Sony, they're not going to have any sale or trade-in program because they don't do stuff like that.
No, no, they're going to do the exact same thing they always do, where they put out something, interest the early adopters, then burn them by not supporting it, then release a second one, and then when the early adopters don't buy the second one, they say, see, it wasn't supported. I mean, let's be honest, like, I got one, I'm not going to get one. Has anybody in here that, Carlos, you got one, didn't you?
The YouTube.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a PSVR too? Because I'm not.
No.
On this panel, 100% of the people that bought the PSVR are not buying the PSVR 2.
Yo, man. And 100% and 100% of people who didn't buy will not buy this either. You know,
yo, man,
on this panel.
There you go. Yeah.
Yo, man, the VR troopers are dead.
Yes,
dead,
it is.
Man. The VR troopers are gone.
Dead like
no, that. No. I still love VR. Just okay. I don't trust Sony to do it.
You're not a Sony VR trooper.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the other ones are making pretty good strides. And, you know, it's definitely going to take a while. It still stay a couple iterations before it tries to break into the mainstream. But the audience is getting bigger and bigger. It's slow, but it's moving.
They're doing they're going to do their usual Sony toe dip thing where, you know, oh, we got all these games. We're supporting it and all this stuff. And it's
Brett,
like, yeah, we never heard this before.
Brett, Kishek wants to know if you trust Facebook over Sony in VR.
God, no.
Okay, so Sony more over Facebook?
HTC, yo.
There you go.
Yo, man, you got the vibe?
They want to know what...
I don't have a PC, but as soon as I do, I'm going with the vibe, man.
They want to know what's the difference.
It's the sensors, and it's wireless. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, for me, the difference is Oculus has eye tracking software, man. Like, it can literally track where your eyes drop, how long they stay there, and gauge like emotional response, interest and shit like that. And the amount of data mining that Facebook does, like, I don't mind if they fucking catch every once in a while like the thing that I want to buy, right? Like, I want relevant ads, not ads for tampons. So I kind of go along with that. But that's where that shit ends. Like, I don't know. When you like, even like when you tend to recall things, like you tend to look up and I think it's up and right. Whereas, if you're making things up, you're tend to look up and left. Like, they're going to parse that down to the smallest thing, how long it takes you to blink, how you react, where you're looking. Like, that shit just scares me. Like, dystopian reality scares me. I don't want anybody to know that much about how my brain works, man. Just freaks me out.
Yeah.
Also, don't fucking try. Like, I don't trust Sony to put out a good product. I don't trust Facebook to not violate my human rights.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. All right. We want to keep going here. The big news here, you know, our featured image, Spider-Man Remastered is coming to a PC. Yet another NVIDIA leak comes true.
Coming to Steam Deck.
Yeah, there you go. God of War's getting removed from a GeForce, by the way, which is interesting. But yeah, Spider-Man Remastered. Cool. Again, this is going to keep coming. Dudes need to accept it.
The one that we just got?
No,
2018.
PS4.
I guess that was 4 years ago, but like
damn, that one and Miles Morales.
Both yeah, that's coming just, too.
Wait, why are they redoing Miles Morales?
They're not redoing it. They're putting it on PC.
It's just a port.
It's a port, Brett. It's a port.
Oh. I'm sorry. I thought you said it was a
no. Because PS. Okay, I know why you got confused. So they did PS5 Spider-Man. Remastered for PS5, right? That version is getting ported to PC.
Yes,
they really. Yeah, it was a PS4.
Yeah, remember the remaster was a launch game for PlayStation 5. Remember?
Yeah, and it only came with Miles Morales. Remember, because they didn't allow you to buy it separately. So you can either buy. So that's what they're doing. They're essentially putting that version, that most recent one, they're porting their most recent version.
I'm not seeing anywhere
about a patch thing than a reboot thing.
No, this is a port. Support.
Support. Pretty much like what's going on with. Yes, though it's the remastered one with the new Spider-Man face and all the high HD textures and all that stuff.
And weight wasting.
And the ray tracing. Yeah. It's probably going to look even better on
My PC.
Tony, now you got to test that one out.
Oh yeah,
that's already a good looking game.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. So very exciting. And by the way, yeah, what's up?
It was clarified on the PlayStation blog that Miles Morales is indeed coming.
Along with
Spider-Man. Yeah, okay, so you're getting a two pack, man.
They're all coming.
What's up, Danger?
PlayStation guys got to just accept that these games will keep coming. You know.
The funny
upset. I don't wait
because they don't like people playing with their toys. That's why.
Yeah,
you know? It's their toy.
The thing about it is like a lot of these guys don't understand is that you notice how they always wait a certain amount of time before they decide to do these things. You know, Horizon 1 just came out on there. Didn't they just say God of War is going to be on there? You know, but it's already like a few years off before they do them. Well, granted, Miles Morales was like two years off.
That's still a few years.
Because again, it's to give them that extra shot in the arm on a game.
Did they give the date?
They're saying. Well, I didn't see it.
See, it's most likely next year. Because from what Rich was telling me, everything was announced for next year except one game.
Oh yes.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
I thought it was August this year.
For what? For Spider-Man?
I saw August as well.
Oh shit!
Nice.
Good stuff.
August, huh?
Oh, well, I was gonna say, see, you have to understand that the Sony community in general feels like if they port things off of their kind of closed ecosystem, it reduces kind of the value and the exclusivity of PlayStation. Mm. And then you ask them. So basically, you'd be fine with just getting a PC, and they're like, no, I'm not going to wait 2 years, and essentially close off their own argument, meaning nothing. So yeah, exactly. It's a bunch of people bitching who, even if you're like, okay, so I'm going to devalue your entire ecosystem and just put everything on PC. So now you don't care about PlayStation, right? So you're just going to go to PC because, you know, what's the point of having a PlayStation? They're like, well, no, I'm still going to buy a PlayStation. Well, then shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's not really going to affect any of your playthings. I think it comes from two sides, right? Where it's like number one, they want to be the first to have it, obviously, and then number two, it's like they can't also handle that the PC version will look a world better than whatever the PlayStation version is. So, but to be honest, it's like, dude, guys, like number one. As far as, you know, like future-proofing those titles, like, think about it. Like, you know, if you had that, you know, if Sony was porting a bunch of their titles over to PC, you know, at least, you know, going from back in the day, a lot of the bullshit that we have going on with PS3 would be a moot point because they could easily just do it right back because it's using the same architecture currently. Right?
Yeah. But so, yeah, so yeah, this is like a way of preserving these games. You're right, but people don't want to see that.
It's sort of a way of preserving the games, and then also again, it's like, what we, are you buying 10 copies of a Spider-Man at the store, or did you just buy your version and then you beat it and you moved on? This is their way of getting more money out of it.
Yeah, and my thing is, and I've said this before, is these guys act like Sony's going to come to their house to take away their copy of the game. Like, no, they're not. You're good. No. Your copy is safe. And again, what's wrong with these games making money after the fact? They already ran their course. You know, nothing's being devalued.
If other people can avoid, if other people can enjoy it, Tony.
Yeah, that is true. You know, again, it's like, these are my toys. You don't get to play with these.
But again, it's like, you know, at the same time, it's like some people do not want to go through all the you know, going through the process of, you know, paying for $1,000 PC that can do ray tracing or whatever to play this game in the best way you could possibly play it. You know, like sometimes people just don't want to do. Some people just want to go to their fucking living room and sit down in front of the TV, and that's what you got your PlayStation for. That's fine.
That's the whole point of any console. It's just plug and play. Play this shit.
You don't need to overthink it. You don't need to make sure that the drivers on your graphics card are working properly, or fucking Windows didn't update your PC and friggin' brick the shit. You know.
Although, to be fair, though, updating your drivers is pretty fucking easy. You just hit the button and you're good to go.
I know you hit the button, but sometimes, make sure your friggin' what is it? Your motherboard.
It's compatibility, Tony. Yeah. It's not so much getting up the
user. Adam,
I haven't had any fucking issues with compatibility. I've been
what happens when you update your driver, but your new driver isn't compatible with the game you want to play, and then you have to downgrade your driver,
and it crashes your.
I haven't had that issue.
Seriously?
Yeah, I haven't had that issue. Like, because I remember, dude, I just play new games.
There's always games that get bricked by new updates on drivers.
I haven't had that issue. I'm not saying those things. I'm saying I haven't had that happen to me.
You lucky. You lucky, son.
Yeah. What about telling you just like, I've just not had these issues that you guys are talking about. So what are you talking about?
Doesn't exist.
I didn't say that. I literally just said it does exist. I admit that. It just has to happen to me. Don't twist my fucking words.
I'm just finding it funny. Also to add to Manny's point, he is right. Like, sometimes you have to deal with drivers just updating, you know. But then at the same time, I don't have to wait for drivers to update my damn keyboard and mouse, you know. I turn on my PS5 and it's like, hey, we have a controller update. It's like, what update did you make to the damn controller? Buttons and batteries.
Well, that's it. There you go. It's the battery. It's a optimization.
So weird. You got to update your controller now. You know.
Now they got all that funky tech, that tech inside of it. The haptics and all that other silly.
The haptics. You know what? It's a little thing with the haptic. Awesome feature. I love that feature at first. And then I realized, holy shit, this ruins all my games for online play. Response is slower for shooting. Response is slower when I'm playing my footy ball. And then so I go looking up online, seeing what everybody else, how are you handling it? They're like, oh, this is how we're handling this shit off. So you turn it off and you play anything in multiplayer. So it's only good for single player. And that kind of sucks.
Yeah. Carlos, you were going to say something?
Fuck, what was I going to
say? We were talking about controller updates.
Yeah, here's I got a complaint. I know we're talking about, and this will be quick because I know we're still in the state of play. Why can't we just update the controller wirelessly? Why do we have to connect it to the freaking console
in case it crashes? But not all of them, because you can do that for the Xbox. The Xbox does it wirelessly. It just tells you not to move it. It says put it on a flat surface. It doesn't need to be wired, but it should be.
Xbox is better.
It's a chance of
the check cleared. You know,
let's say if I move it, or let's say somebody in front of the direct, is that going to crash the firmware?
Well, it's Bluetooth. Isn't it Bluetooth?
That's what it says.
You don't need
it's on frequency.
You don't need a line of sight for Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. You know.
It's not using light.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead. Last thoughts on this before we go on to the next thing.
Yeah, I don't know. VR is just something that I don't trust PlayStation to uphold. It'll be something that they'll toe dip. They'll get their couple of games. I mean, Horizon isn't the Horizon game isn't even like a mainland Horizon game. So, you know, they're just doing their own little spin-off that's going to be sort of mini game based, I guess. I don't see how people are gonna gravitate towards that unless it's like a really really like addictive type of game.
What about the people in chat? Anybody looking forward to picking this up? Is this something on their checklist for the holidays?
Spider-Man, because that's what we're talking about right now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the whole VR.
No, we're done with VR. We finished that.
All right, so anybody going to get Spider-Man?
Yeah, Carlos, you were late to the party. We finished talking about that shit.
I thought we were still on VR because we were talking about PCs.
Yeah, people in the chat don't generally care.
So I can see a lot of people double dipping on this one, but we just went through the whole thing. No PC, but for the Steam Deck, just for the portability factor. Playing that Spider-Man and Miles Morales on the go, on the train, on the rooftops with your boys playing basketball during break.
Yeah, you know.
That's bragging right there. I was like, yo, what are you playing? I'm playing the Blood Spider game. You don't remember this one? Yeah, the one I'm playing. Yeah.
I have a picture ready. Your boy. Yo, and that Steam Deck should be coming soon. I already paid for it, you know?
I know. That's why I sent you that link so you can get started.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Moving on here. What's the next thing? Stray, or as I call it, Cat the Game.
Cat the Game.
That's what I call it.
I mean, sure, I'll play Cat the Game. Why not?
Yeah, well, you're Mr. Cat, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm taking care of our boy here because he had a little health problem.
Yeah, I saw that. You gotta put the ring on him so he don't scratch himself, bite himself, right?
Oh, lick himself.
Lick himself. Oh, yeah.
He's got a wound on him. That wouldn't be good if he was licking. But anyway, yes, Cat the Game. It looks, I mean,
yeah, Bobito's El Gato.
El Gato the Game. So, I mean, like, it looks interesting. Like, the 5 version is going to have all that ray tracing junk.
Way wasting.
Granted, by the way, so far, all the games that we have seen so far are all PlayStation 4 games, with the exception of, I think, the VR 2.
The VR game. Yeah, exactly. Who said? Somebody says they don't understand. Oh, one sub said, he goes, why is Stray something people want to play? I don't get it. People like cats.
People like cats. It's fine. Well, it's not. I don't see it like as like this tour de force type of game. But at least it's something a little different. You're playing an animal. You're playing, you know, some robot world. Why not?
Well, people were going crazy over that paparazzi or something like that. It was like you're just taking pictures of dogs, all different types of dogs, and they love that game.
Paparazzi. Oh my god.
But yeah.
Yeah, people like animals, man. That's how it is.
People like animals, and it'll be interesting to see how they've adapted cat movements to, you know, platforming, because it looks like there's some sort of platforming and running and stuff going on.
Yeah, game looks cool.
Yeah, it looks cool.
You know, I'll check it out.
Looks like a $20 title.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next up here, Birdman ringing my hands right now.
Uh-oh.
Callisto Protocol. This is the game made by the people who gave us Dead Space. Looks fucking good. Give me this shit.
Well, that sounds like actual Dead Space. Yeah, it does look like real Dead Space.
Like the real shit, you know? Not 3, you know?
Yeah, it looks like they're brought over a lot of the sort of the no UI sort of thing. It looks like on the back of his head he's got his little energy bar.
Yeah,
on his
back,
you know, to show you.
Man, I just want that navigation. We're talking about it.
With the ping and shit. Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
If they do that, that's it. That becomes game.
Give me that
even
shit.
If everything crashes. Every 10 minutes, if they have that, that's what matters.
How has nobody imitated that? That was the best navigation system ever done in third person.
They must have a patent or something.
Yeah. Well, the thing I thought about the most, like when I saw this, I was like, hey, this is like Alien 3 done right, you know, because you're like
you're on like a prison planet and, you know, everybody's metamorphosizing into necro zombie things.
Yeah.
I can't say necromorphs because they're not.
They're not necromorphs.
They're 25% legally different
necromorphs. You know what the best part of this is?
What?
It's coming out this
year. Yes.
Yes, that's right. It is. Yes.
It is coming out.
Right?
One of the only games listed that were revealed that they're literally coming out this year.
Yeah. Yes. But if you guys remember a previous episode of Throwdown, remember what I said about release dates? I don't trust them anymore. So we'll see about that.
At least they give you a legitimate release date. They don't even give you a time frame. They're saying December 2nd.
Yeah, well, you know what? Starfield had a legitimate date too.
Why you gotta be a Debbie Downer?
I'm just saying. I mean, like, Cyberpunk went gold. Just saying. You know?
This is an actual date. And then the other thing is that, come on, how complicated could this game be?
You don't know.
It's not a fucking open world game with 1,000 endings and shit. Like, friggin' Cyberpunk is, where it's everything's like a bunch of shit is all procedural. So the minute you walk off a walk off the stairs, you could go flying in the air.
Yeah.
At least in this one,
it's all just I'm saying is I don't trust it. You know, I'm being cautious, but I hope it's true because I need this shit in my life. You know,
if it does come out, how many other games that we, besides the sport game, are going to actually come out during that window? Because everything looks like it's being.
This shit'll have the whole feel to itself.
This'll have the whole feel. This will win game of the year, the buddy game of the month. It'll win. Everything.
You know, no, Callisto Protocol is nothing like Alpha Protocol.
Oh God! Oh,
fuck that shit! Fuck that shit! So yeah,
I say you guys have a bet, like. Manny and Tony have a bet to see if this game comes out on time.
Oh, but the thing is, I'm not saying it won't come out. I'm saying I don't trust it.
You don't trust it.
There's a difference, you know.
He plays it safe. He's not a.
I'm playing it safe. You know, I don't know. It could come out, but I'm just saying I don't trust it. That's all.
Wait a minute. So what do you mean when you say you don't trust it? Because it seems pretty binary to me. Either you think the game is coming out when they say, or you don't trust it.
No, I said come out at a different time. I'm skeptical. Then let's go with that.
Okay.
Tony's release date agnostic.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Which did you have on which platform? Because this is, I would think, because you have the Super P, this would be something to play first on Super
P. Yeah, because it's a single player game. Yeah, I'll probably get on PC. Yeah. I'll get on PC. You
know. Right on that Steam Deck.
No, but my PC is better, though, just saying.
That's what it's true. It's true. Yeah.
Oh, man. Even with those fucking 4090s coming up, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Give those people at the rooftop party nightmares. Yo, I'm playing this shit.
Yeah, look at me.
Question.
Why isn't that?
Well, all right, so we've seen all these awards. Whenever they announce a game, show the trailer, and right at the end, splash screen.
Yeah.
And usually in small print, they show the little logos of the other platforms
that
it's on. When did they start removing all of those and just keeping it to one?
Well, because for this show, they're not going to show you all the platforms.
But that's what I'm saying. You said for this show. I don't remember that ever being a case even for the other previous shows.
Yeah, for every...
Third party, and it would say, P, whatever.
Yeah, but for example, Xbox Showcase, they're not going to show you a PlayStation logo,
They're going to show you PC.
No, they don't do that. Only third-party showcases do that.
The reason why I bring this up is because it said at the end, PS4, PS5, and it had that date. Mm-hmm. So... that could be for some people seen as, are you saying that that's the date for that console, that version?
No, Adam, what they're trying to do is make you think it's only for those consoles. That's how these things work, bro.
I know the splash right at the beginning. I get it. Yeah. I'm talking about at the end.
But they do that too. So we'll go,
to you to trick you, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's right.
Xbox does it too.
Xbox does the same damn thing. They'll put out a game. You know, it'll be the first reveal.
Manny and I met people who didn't know that Call of Duty was available on PS3, just because of the advertising.
Just the date. The date, it's just, it makes it seem like that's the date. So, like, or the other ones, when it does come to those, it's going to be different.
Now you're overthinking it now.
Adam, he's not overthinking. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. But, everything, Adam, that you're doing is very intentional. Even down to, what if it's this date for PlayStation, but a different date for Xbox and PC?
They got you, right? Adam. They got you.
They got you.
But it could be good or bad. It could be like, they're getting it this date, and then what if the PC version is a month early or whatever. I don't know. You're playing into their hands, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've now thought about it enough that you're going to remember it, and you've associated it with PlayStation.
Yep. They won.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we saw. We saw it at the PlayStation event.
Yep. So, that's how it is.
See? I didn't see no Uncle Phil. I sent him a tweet. I'm like, yo, you know about this? And he was like, the little meme there. I don't know.
Now you'll forget about it till summer. And when it comes back up, you'll be like, I remember that being a PlayStation thing or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just coming to PlayStation, right?
Yeah, this is a third-party game, just to be clear, you know? All right, next up we have Rollerdrome. Weird-looking game. It had no shading. It was like a cartoon game with no shading. Like
which one was this?
This was the roller skate one with.
I thought that looked fun. I mean, it looks like you ever see the artist Mobius? It sort of looks like his work.
Yo, Manny, I was gonna say that's the real aggressive inline, but they got regular roller skates, not inline. But they're shooting each other.
It's called Roller.
Oh, that's an anime game.
Because we have that other roller game that just came out by Ubisoft, the free-to-play.
No, this one is like...
No, I know, but it's just funny that there's two...
Rollerdrome.
Yeah, roller dome. It's sort of made to look like one of those old like 80s where, you know, like you're in like, you know, Thunderdome, all kinds of like stuff like that. Like, you know, you're in this arena thing.
It's like Crazy Taxi with rollerblades stylized in an arena. It's
yeah, it looks interesting.
It's a vibe.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, note on the quality of the game, but I just want to point out, I'm pretty sure form of media has anything with roller in the title ever been successful.
The original Rollerball did actually very well.
Did it?
Did it?
Yes. Not the remake, though. Nobody likes the remake.
Yeah. Damn, Mobbits. It looks like something a third grader coded. Damn.
There we go. There.
No, it's just meant to look like a specific style. It just looks look up the artist Mobius, and then you'll see where the style comes from. Mobius had a very sort of line dependent style, very sort of flat colors on it.
Yeah, so that's why this reminds like the thing I thought of was like, you know, European comic books. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're sort of looks like.
And I'm not particularly fond of those. Too flat for me, you know? But, you know, people like this roller stuff. Go ahead. All right, next up we have Eternites. This is some anime game, it looks like.
Yeah, one thing that bugs me about a lot of these anime sort of games is that there's just like this big difference between styles. They show you this, you know, show you anime, right? Like 2D anime.
Yeah, actual anime,
And then they show you this sort of like, you know, like 3D looking bullshit.
Yeah, you mean the actual game.
The actual game. Yeah, I feel like if they could somehow keep the liveliness of that anime within, you know, essentially like doing like Guilty Gears, you know, where you have like a game that looks like something, but it seems like it just loses all of it once it hits the actual game. So he's got a glowing arm, you know.
One thing I find funny was right from the jump, you see his arm getting chopped off, there's blood everywhere. And I'm like, interesting how Sony's okay with that, but they're not okay with titties, you know?
No, well, I mean, it's like, it's they're. It's, you know what it is. It's just like anything Western related that people are, you know.
Yeah, violence totally, fine, titties bad. Yeah,
people are totally fine with people getting brutally mutilated, but don't talk about sex. Whoa.
Yeah.
So
I just like how hey, Manny, we talk like hold hands. I thought that was funny.
Manny, we talk about ending lives, not starting them. All right.
Yeah, exactly. It's forbidden. It's forbidden to talk about the thing that caused every single one of us to exist. But no, you can actually go and murder each other and rip each other's heads off and stuff. That's totally fine. That doesn't traumatize anybody.
Yeah. Anyway, this game.
Well, everybody knows in the real world, taking a life is way better than like making a baby. Murder. Everybody would rather you murdered somebody than had kids. I think. Maybe. I might be wrong on that one.
Yeah. This game looks stupid. I don't care. It's like part RPG, part dating sim. Like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like a lot of those games, well, he looks like it looks like one of those harem animes to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if you took one of those harem animes and then made an action game with it, that's sort of like that.
Yeah. So whatever. Don't care. Next up, Street Fighter 6.
Wasn't there something before that?
Not here. I'm just going down the list here, you know. Okay. So here's the thing. By the way, cross gen, but it's coming to Xbox. Obviously you didn't learn that here, but it is coming to Xbox, you know. So I'm wondering if they're gonna have like cross play. I think they should, you know. I'm not saying they will, I'm saying they should, you know.
They should, yeah.
Yeah,
that, oh, yeah. They, yeah. They also gave you a little bit of a taste of the online mode or whatever you want to call it. Have you seen? You saw it?
Yeah. Would they have I'm gonna turn the Japanese commentary on because that sounds more lively. You know, that sounded cool because like it sounds corny when you hear the American guys talking. You know, I want to hear the Japanese guys yelling stuff.
It looks like the spectator mode. So.
Yeah.
Well, no, but yeah, but it looks like the online arena looks like a whole city that you can sort of ridley run around in.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
So I guess they're sort of taking that sort of thing that they did with Guilty Gear and Dragon Ball. And
that's the hub now.
It's Street Fighter Town.
Can you create your own?
I'm not sure.
No,
I don't think so. No, I think you can kind of customize your little cheesy avatar that walks around the city.
Oh, the battle hub thing.
Yeah, the battle hub thing. But I don't think you can actually do it with
that, the... That's
with
what the... everybody's been waiting for the longest.
Now, let me ask you. Can you challenge other players in this hub area?
I don't know.
Yeah, they'd have...
Well, that's important. I want to know. Oh,
yeah,
like Street Fighter.
I want to know. Yeah.
I want to know in Street Fighter, can you fight people in the streets?
They haven't. Okay. You just walk up to people in the streets. It's weird because it feels like if you mixed PlayStation Home with a Street Fighter game. Like you see, like there's like a couple of seconds of people running around a city, and you see all these other, I guess they're other players, but they didn't fully explain what that was.
By the way, Blitz says that it's been confirmed that you can create a fighter.
Look at that.
Oh, you can create a fighter.
Really?
Right?
Okay.
The future is here. That's what people have been waiting for the longest. Because then when you start doing tournaments,
Maybe you can make a character that doesn't look ugly like all those characters that they're showing in that friggin' trailer. Every one of those characters looks horrible.
I'm surprised they're doing that because I'm not sure how they can make you buy your own character.
Oh, they'll do it.
Cosmetics. That's how they
Of course, there you go.
Soul Calibur
does it, you know, where you have... You can essentially take the bottom line of your character, like, and those, hey, look, it's Mitsurugi, but you can put all kinds of crazy stuff on them.
Yeah, okay.
Same sort of idea. So I don't think you can fully create your own character, but you can literally I'm sure you can customize the fuck out of whatever character is there. You can turn them into some sort of funky freak character, I'm guessing.
Fair. Here's what I want to see. I know racing games have done this, so it's a possibility. I want to see them make, like, you know, little downtown kind of area where you can walk around and just bump into somebody on the street and be like, you, me, right now, and a match starts. And not only that, but the people around you can then stop and be like, oh, shit, I'm just going to watch this match right here and just watch somebody, you know, you're the guy in the background doing the repeated cheer kind of thing.
You would see fights everywhere if that was the case. Think about it. Once you spawn,
dude, that's what I'm saying. That would be awesome. You just run around, see people like getting into fist fights, and like it's just fucking like anarchy. People fist fighting in the streets and challenging each other.
It would remind me of when you play Warzone. People play Call of Duty Warzone. It's like a waiting hub area while it's trying to populate and get all the groups. And that's what people are doing. They're running around. They're shooting at each other. They're butting them to guns and they're doing that whole.
Yeah, I mean that'd be great. And you know, it should be just, you know, like, as much as I love Absolver, I don't think you'd be able to scale that idea up where you just kind of like start and then there's no technical match. But it should be kind of like, you know, you go up and you punch somebody, and if they punch you back, then like boom, you get spread out. A circle appears behind you, pushes away any spectators, but you can still stand in the circle and watch, and then just watch a fucking Street Fighter match go on. Like, I would just fucking.
Borderlands 3 has that. Well, remember, you hit somebody, and then it activates a duel.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like
the members of the group, you could just watch them fight it out. Yeah.
Dude, that'd be great. I just sit around and watch some people beating the shit out of each other, man. Be like, oh man, there's a guy with name I can't pronounce, another guy with a name I can't pronounce, and they're just beating the smack out of each other. I'm gonna sit here and watch this for a minute. Let them fight.
Cool.
I might be the only one. It's not an unrealistic wish, goddammit.
All right. So yeah, Street Fighter VI. Next up here we have Tunic, a former Xbox exclusive. No more.
Mm-hmm.
That was short. It was only a few months.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say about Tunic.
Didn't
care before, fun. Don't care now.
I didn't really care that much before.
Well, what happened to the Xbox exclusive? Like,
it was timed.
It was timed. It was always timed. Yeah,
but it never came out.
It did.
Was it just?
Yeah, it came out this year.
It came out on Xbox.
Yeah, remember, the Xbox guys were all hyped about it this year.
It was
yeah.
really artsy, but then the gameplay was kind of weak.
Yeah,
so
it
looked
pretty, but it just was like.
Yeah, so yeah, that came out. I had nothing to say about that. Now we have this other game, by the way, because I remember I watched this After Effect. Fucking fast forward something called Season: A Letter to the Future.
I have no interest in that game, but I find the style fascinating. I think it's interesting that they're decided to go with something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's the only thing I can see that like it definitely feels like a passive experience. You know, like it looks like you're taking pictures and gathering information from the world. And that's about it. But you know, or riding your bike around. But yeah. That's the only thing I can really say about them.
It looked like something like Dinosaur High. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's Dinosaur High-ish because Dinosaur High is a dating sim, and this is
I'm talking about in terms of I'm skipping this because it looks dumb.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there seems to be some sort of exploration involved, but I think, again, it's a passive sort of experience where you're exploring the world and looking for all these different things, but you're not going to get any sort of real conflict, you know?
Good question.
What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Is it every letter a letter to the future?
Technically.
Yes, it is. It's until what you go, you know, you're sending it to the future about yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because a letter in the present is still being written, and letters to the past don't exist. So I'm just
I don't know.
Saying.
The way they establish it is that the main character is somehow collecting information from their world and sort of maybe making a time capsule, you know, like to put a store away for future generations to experience the world. I don't know.
I forget what it's called, but there is a name for something like that that's meant to sound deep, but is actually just nonsense dribble.
Fair enough. All right. And then the show ended with Final Fantasy 16. We actually got to see actual like gameplay. It looks fucking dope. I'm ready.
Didn't we see gameplay before, though?
No, it was just a trailer, you know?
Oh. It looked like the same trailer to me.
Yeah, but
is it any different than we were expecting?
No, not really. And obviously, if you are not a fan of live action Final Fantasy games, like, you know, real time combat, you're not going to be a fan of this. You know, no turn base. I'm a little disappointed by that, but I guess that's just the way. But cool thing is, and Manny, you probably won't like this, but I kind of like the fact that they went back to the medieval stuff after like six games of not. Just to switch it up a little, you know?
No, I actually do like that they went
back. Ooh, because you don't like knight stuff, as you called it, you know?
Well, no, I don't like the fact. No, I like the fact that it's a Final Fantasy game and it actually goes back to fucking Final Fantasy shit.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, okay, like, literally, the previous games are not. Final Fantasy VII is not a fantasy game.
It's a cyberpunk game. At least the first part is, at least
the Midgar shit is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're both on the same page. We appreciate the fact they're going back to actual fantasy stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
like I feel like the last fantasy Final Fantasy game was probably Final Fantasy X.
Well,
you know, they're still sort of like fantasy world, but then again,
twelve was pretty fantasy-ish, you know.
Or six, maybe.
Yeah.
You know. Not six. I'm nine.
Yeah, nine was hardcore, like throwback. You know.
Yeah, like throwback. Yeah.
So this is like a,
because eight wasn't.
Eight was not. That was future was Final not, Fantasy.
That
yeah.
was future Final Fantasy.
Yeah. So yeah, and you know, they finally at least answered the question. Like, is this game coming out this year? No, it's not. They said next year. So we don't know when, but that's it.
And it seems like a bigger throwback because they're talking about the crystals again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's OG Final Fantasy games.
Yeah. Even though I noticed the offshoot games always like to bring up crystals and, you know, Final Fantasy 13's a lot of crystals in it too. They always like it back, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, they haven't talked about those crystal things in a long time, like the chosen crystal people, and it seems like they're, jumping into a little bit the Aeons or the summons.
Yeah. They went heavy with that.
Actually, wasn't the last. I don't think they've done that since the original. One of the original creators left. He's the one that went and made Last Remnant.
Blue Dragon.
Oh, Sakaguchi, right?
Hidenobu. Yeah, Sakaguchi, and Last Remnant had the crystals and the summoning, like all of the stuff that you'd normally find in Final Fantasy. And I don't think Final Fantasy's had it since he left, have they?
They've dabbled. I mean, they've always had the summons, but they've dabbled with the crystals here and there. But mostly with the side shoot games, not the core ones.
I think one through six, we're still talking about crystals, right?
They're kind of on and off. It wasn't like every game.
It started the full. I think the later ones, like after like four, they stopped doing the talk about the crystals and stuff.
Yeah,
seven was, you know, had a lot of crystal stuff to it too.
Yeah, because they sprinkle it in every once in a while.
Yeah, they sort of in that one it was like the crystals were all the you know, they were the materia sort of idea.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, looks cool. I'm ready for it. You know, it's just, but now we know it's like, all right, just really don't wait for this shit. You know, it ain't coming anytime soon.
My only disappointment is that it's just not. I mean, you know, Final Fantasy will never be that ever again.
No,
it's
not.
It will not be the turn-based, you know, RPG anymore. It's all about our action RPGs, which I think is a lot more palatable to general audiences.
Yeah.
You know, to go back into all the, you know, into stats and, you know, all that other stuff, you know, people don't want to do that. They just want to push the punch button over and over
again. Pretty much, you know.
I mean,
go ahead, Brian.
What was that? Carlos?
Yep. But it was Brian. Was it Carlos?
Yeah, it was Carlos.
I didn't hear him. Carlos, say that again. We're feeling.
You still got Dragon Quest and Persona.
Yeah, you have those, but we're talking about Final Fantasy specifically. No, it's not going back to that. But you're right. Yeah, Dragon Quest and Persona still holding it down. Although I hear that that Dragon Quest 12 may start dabbling.
Oh,
you know. So I'm not. Well, I don't know about that.
You got the Legend of Steel games.
Yeah, right. Tony, I got some games for you. You know, Rick was waiting. You know. Hey, Tony, I got something for you.
But I hope to see a little bit more than just that same town and that same kid. Like, I hope at least for the next trailer that they'll show a little bit more of the world, because it just seems like we're just stuck in this one castle that gets attacked.
Yeah, that's true.
I would like to see a little bit more, like, what does the rest of the world look like, you know? Usually when they do these trailers, they give you a little bit more of a thing. But then again, you know, Final Fantasy VII, all you knew that the game was originally was Midgar, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it could be. This could be something bigger, you know?
That blew my mind when I was like, wait, this is not the fucking game? This is this crazy cyberpunk building isn't the game? No? Mm-hmm. We got towns again?
Yeah, so there towns. You go. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I said you got little towns, you got a desert.
You know? You have to have the ice place, you know, volcano land, you know,
they better
sky
have the
town, you know.
They better have the town music, you know, if you go to the little quaint town.
Yes.
The sleepy town music.
Don't worry, Manny. They fixed that in the remake.
Yeah, the whole game is Midgar.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right, so that's State of Play. Like I said, decent show. You know,
yeah, I was not disappointed, and I feel like whatever things that, you know, the low points that they did have there, they were there just long enough, and then then it ramped up again. It was well done. They didn't pile it too heavy with.
Yeah, you're right about that, because like even when it started getting boring with or something, kind of get your interest back up, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah,
like they give you you know, what was it, they put that, what was that, they had that rollerball game, and then they show you Street Fighter.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they have, you know, Final Fantasy, you know, and then they showed you that, you know.
Well, Final Fantasy was the last one, you know.
Yeah, Final Fantasy, they had that other game before it, the stylized thing. So they sort of gave you one down, one up. They didn't pile up all the indie stuff in one block where people just sort of lose interest.
Yeah, which has happened in the past. We're like, oh my God, what is going on right now?
Yeah,
you know, like the indie game block is like.
Yeah, you know? I feel like if you're gonna toss like indie games in there, you at least, like, I'll say the one thing is that the ones that they chose within the indie games that they did show in there, they're unique in that you know what they look like. You know, oh, it's the cat game. Oh, it's the Mobius game. Oh, it's the game where it looks like a painting. So at least you know what they look like.
Yeah.
They're not just all 2D, like, side-scrollers.
Pretty much. All right, man, so that's going to do it for that. We do have a couple other little things here. Again, very slow week in gaming. So, anyway, a couple little tidbits here. So, Summer Game Fest partners have been announced.
Oh, well, so now they're going to say who's doing the commercials?
Yes. So, I'm going to I'm gonna run through these.
Okay, who are their partners?
2K Games, Activision... Okay. Atlas, okay. Bandai Namco with that ugly new logo. Bloober Team. Very interesting. Oh. By the way, we could assume some of these we're going to see games from, you know. Okay. Capcom, Coffee Stain. Never heard of them. They're probably a sponsor. Deep Silver, Devolver, Digital Extremes, Dotemu. Ninja Turtles. Let's go. You know. EA, Epic Games, Focus Home Entertainment. Frost Giant Studio, Humble Games, Level Infinite, I don't know who that is, Mediatonic, I can't even pronounce that shit. Mihoyo, Netflix, oh God, they got games too, don't they? Fuck.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Has anybody looked at that shit?
No. It's going to be stupid.
Oh man, they are streaming mobile games directly to your living room with Netflix. It is the future.
Wow. PlayStation, they're there. Raw Fury, Samsung Gaming Hub, okay. Sega, Square Enix, Skybound Games, Manny, you may be familiar.
My old boss. My old bosses. This guy.
Yeah, Steam. Steve Bennett. Studio MDHR. Ooh, maybe we'll see the Cuphead DLC. Tribeca Festival. They got the Games Festival going on. Yeah. Warner Brothers. And Xbox. So those are we're probably going to be showing some games and more to be announced.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Nintendo's not going to be there.
Yeah, you know Nintendo don't give a fuck about Jeff Keighley.
Oh my god!
And his vision.
And his vision.
They don't care about Jeff Keighley and his vision.
Yeah. Again, you know, I think we could all agree that it's going to be a 3-hour long commercial. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, yeah. Go ahead.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. I just wish they'd call it what it is and skip out. I mean, better to do it here than the fucking Game Awards.
Yeah, which is going to be the same thing.
Oh, it's going to be the same thing. They're going to pretend it's something different.
Yeah, well, with the Game Awards, I hear it typing. In the Game Awards, it's like, let's pretend like we're celebrating games, but in reality, I'm trying to get as many fucking commercials as I can into the show. And in this, it's like, why can't the actual games be the commercial?
Right? You'd think that just by like showing off the games instead of like putting them in I don't know. Yeah, it should be showcasing a game as an form of advertising in and of itself. The way that they package it is so commercially.
Also, I want to take another I'm sorry guys, I'm just going to take a victory lap every year, but I called this day 1 when Jeff Keighley left fucking E3. I said this motherfucker is going to take on E3. That's what this guy wants to do, and this is exactly what this is evolving into. It's
never doubted you. I am just shocked that it worked so well.
Right? Because I mean, there's no E3.
Yeah, no, literally E3's done. Yeah, it's wild. Yeah,
I didn't think it was going to take like 4 years.
Probably less. I mean, it was like the year. Was it the year of the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
That he left.
Well, that was the nail in the coffin, right?
The pandemic.
Remember, he announced he was leaving before the pandemic.
Yeah, they were charging more. Remember, they were trying to charge more, and they were doing all these weird issues of how many people can go, and they were trying to make him exclusive. They were doing all these weird things. So it was just a combination of things, and then throw the pandemic on top of it, and it's over.
The E3 committee.
All right, this next story. So I changed it a little bit because we're going to go deeper into this.
You got the big game release. I hope you have that on the list.
I don't know. Maybe. You'll have to tell me, you know.
You got that new game announcement on there, right?
Well, yes. It's already out. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but you know, we'll get to it later. Because I legit don't know what you're talking about.
Riku's game.
What happened?
I'll wrap it up for you.
All right.
The game Riku is super excited about.
Tales of Cold Steel Part 5. Anyway, so we're gonna go down this list written by Steven Totilo of what's happening with gaming this year. Now, obviously, this is a time of year when E3 happens, you know. So we're gonna see who is and who isn't having showcases. Okay, obviously there's no E3 at all, you know, whatsoever. Sony, you know, they haven't been at E3 forever. You could kind of call the state of play kind of their E3, for the lack of a better term, because you know they're not gonna have anything else. Microsoft, they're gonna have their showcase on June 12th, right? Xbox and Bethesda specifically. EA will not be holding an annual showcase at all. Although they did announce Jedi Fallen, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. They announced that during the weekend, I believe, during some Star Wars event.
Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah, so that's that. So no EA, Nintendo, you know, they're not doing shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Ubisoft also not doing anything this year. I know Adam's very upset, you know.
Yeah, well, you know what it is that they change things up because they've been releasing all this news through their Twitch, just like sprinkling it out there. And then, of course, that other game that just dropped, the Rollerball one. So they're not really – that format changed because I kept saying, I was like, what are they going to show off that they haven't already announced? And then a bunch of the other games, that Ghost Recon, First Person, Wannabe, Dark Zone type game that nobody wanted and was kind of pissed, then they sort of went back to the drawing board with that one. So what else do they have? We know that they're still supporting Valhalla, so there's no other Assassin's Creed coming.
Yeah,
it made sense. So it looks like it's only Microsoft and now what we just had with Sony.
Yeah, here's some that are going to be showing things. Obviously, Summer Game Fest, you know, Jeff Keighley show, that's happening. It says here IGN, the Tribeca Festival, and Netflix have gaming showcases on June 10th. That'll be interesting.
Related to that, have anybody been playing those Netflix games?
No.
Those games Very interesting. My daughter's been playing a lot of them because they're like the Telltale's games, and it's sort of like that Black Mirror episode. Remember where you get to pick? It's like a choose your adventure. It's like different dialogue, and it's all FM. So they're acting. Yeah, so they're acting it out, and they're running. And I was like, "Do you run down the stairs, or do you go up the stairs?" And like, go up the stairs, and the person looks cool running up the stairs.
I know. Pretty creative. Know they have a few of them. Like I know.
Yeah,
there's a WWE one with the Undertaker.
And then
I got a bone to pick with you, Adam.
Is it Double Switch? Now?
No. Well, Double Switch, there was you're seeing the same rooms. This is all one long story. It's more like that Black Mirror episode.
It's like the Bandersnatch.
Adam. So now Netflix, you know, Netflix now has streams video games, right? What about the Netflix of Throwdown? What about the Happy Place? When is that feature coming up?
I don't know. It doesn't work. I tried it already. We'll talk about that afterwards.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just prepping up the game that we were just talking about.
Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna keep running. Oh, the Diablo shit. We'll talk about that. Yeah.
Diablo.
Yeah. You know. Again.
Yeah. We'll get you got phones.
Yeah. Fucking mobile game. But anyway, we'll get into it. Okay. So some other things. So it says more indie centric future of play. Guerrilla Collective and the Wholesome Games Direct will follow on June 11th. I didn't even know about these fucking games. And Brian's favorite show, the PC Gaming Show, will happen on June 12th. Right, we got there that going on.
That's not Brian's favorite. Brian's favorite is the
Devolver Digital show.
That's
all of our favorites.
Yeah,
I don't think they're having to do anything this year, unfortunately. They may do a video. Who knows? It says what else? Sega is hyping its next Sonic the Hedgehog game through a month long partnership with IGN. We saw that shit. Now here's the thing. How much I hate games. That, you know, when people compare games to Breath of the Wild, right? This motherfucker looks Breath of the Wild as fuck.
It looks like Breath of the Wild, but with crappy, realistic looking environments.
Yeah, Jesus, terrible.
To be honest, the Sonic games, the original Sonic games, have a language to them. They're somewhat hyper realistic. They're from like fantasy environments. You know, the trees are squares.
Yeah.
You know, the grass looks like checkerboards. Why the fuck don't they do that shit in the actual game?
Yeah.
Why the fuck does it look like fucking Sonic 06?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
It literally, you're in this environment that doesn't make any sense compared to the actual character. Like, Sonic looks like a fucking cartoon running around in this really realistic environment. If we're going to go down that road, then either make Sonic look a little more realistic looking, or make the environment more Sonic-like, which is more cartoony and colorful.
Yeah, no, I agree. They're fucking
because
up.
it's weird. It's like all of Sonic's tropey, traversal junk is just sitting in this hyper-realistic world. Oh, hey, look, he's got these floating grind rails everywhere that are floating for no fucking reason. Yes, those make sense in the world of Sonic, but they don't make sense in the sort of hyper-realistic world that they're trying to portray.
Yeah. Game looks like trash, so I don't care.
Yeah, I looked at that thing. I was just like, my reply to that was, I posted the Kojima image saying I saw the game. Sonic Frontier gameplay?
Yep. All right.
Thank you for that, Kojima. By the way,
I thought it looked like reminded me a lot of Sonic Adventure.
Not even Sonic.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming with that, but it's just dumb, just fucking dumb. You know. 3D Sonic games in general, man. It's like,
yeah, like trash. I think the one, think of like 3D Mario games, right? 3D Mario games look like they still feel like Mario games, right? They still feel you still feel like you're still in the same sort of hyper realistic, but imaginary world that Mario has always sort of lived in within his games. Like, you didn't just throw him in a realistic environment.
Well, New York City sort of tried to do.
It kind of did, but it still looked like a fake city. Like, there's a lot of funky, there's like bottomless pits in it that don't make any sense in the video, but make sense in a video game world. And it still feels very fairly video gamey compared to whatever this is.
Yeah, the problem is Sonic doesn't work in 3D. I think we've proven over the last 20 years. You know, no one has gotten this shit right.
I think he can, but all I see is that they just took those previous Sonic games where he, you know, the way those games control, and then just applied it to open world. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's it's what was the last game that they came out? They took whatever you could do in Sonic Forces and then applied it to this open world thing.
Looks fucking dumb.
And then not to mention all the pop-up that you could see in that thing. This game's supposed to be a next-generation game, but literally it zooms in. You can see the environments forming.
Yeah, forget this shit. All right, man. I don't want to talk about Sonic anymore.
I'm excited for it.
All right. Why? Actually, I generally want to know why you're excited for it.
Because it reminds me of Sonic Adventures. I don't have that discrepancy between like the world and Sonic. I don't want it to look like Breath of the Wild kind of thing. And I also don't want it
to look like Breath of the Wild either. I want it to look like a fucking Sonic game.
Well, here's the thing. They tried to make Sonic look more realistic for the movie. Even like they could have probably done a little bit more texture on him.
That movie, when Sonic was in his world, what did it look like? It looked like a Sonic game, didn't it? Right? Even they got
no. Actually, no. No, actually, it didn't. Because I just watched the second one, and no, it doesn't.
When he was running around in his universe, right? What did you see? The loop de loops. You saw the friggin' weird grain grass. You saw all of that.
You didn't see
the
weird grain grass, dude. I literally just watched the second movie like a day and a half ago. It was awful, and I sat through the whole thing. And even at the end, they're like, they take you to what clearly is inspired by, like, the only thing I can see was like that kind of reminds me of Green Hill Zone, but like no checkerboard, nothing like that. It was just like it had the same flora and fauna, basically. It had, you know, the same kind of it had palm trees and the same colored flowers, but it was rendered in a completely realistic kind of sense. So like, nah, I don't disagree with you. I would have liked to have seen some of those old touches, but I don't find it that as jarring as you guys do.
No, my thing is, by the way, Brett, just to make it clear, Manny's more bothered by that. My thing is the mechanics don't work. Sonic games don't work in 3D. It's been proven over 20 years. It doesn't fucking work. You know,
but that's just your opinion, man. There's a lot of people who actually
no fucking shit is my opinion, dude. You know,
I know, but no, I'm saying it's just your opinion.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people who do like those. You know, I really like Sonic Adventure. I really did. I didn't play the Sonic 06
or any of the other previous.
Yeah, did you play Werewolf Sonic? Did you play the one with the bestiality? Like, you know, did you get into those games? Because then you get back.
No, but see, here's the thing. Like, I didn't like the direction. Like, I prefer the direction of this kind of game. Like, I don't want this to be an RPG, right? I want this to be, running fast, dodging obstacles, trying to, you know, flip my way up to stuff. Like, it seems like it does a pretty decent job of that. I think really what's going to come down to is how intuitive are the courses? Because when you build an open world, like, you generally know where your players are going to go, right? And Elden Ring is a great example of that, because I haven't brought that up during this podcast. Like, they know exactly what they're doing. They know where they're beckoning you. They know how they're trying to get you to new areas. They have a pretty good idea of what path you're going to take. And every time you think, like, oh, I've totally gone off the rails, turns out, no, they were kind of expecting that. So through good environmental design, you can make it pretty intuitive of where you're supposed
to
go next.
I don't
trust
Sega with that.
I don't trust them to necessarily do that either, but that's an if on the ground.
The problem with 3D Sonic games is they think that Sonic is all about speed. If you play the 2D games, there's exploration involved. There's parts where you need to slow down and look around. They just forget that. It's just funnel you through as fast as possible, and it gets fucking trite, you know?
They are sort of slowing things down. But I think that a lot of the, you know, they put a lot of the what I call the trope Sonic items into the environment instead of using mainly using Sonic as the thing that allows for the traversal. Like, he has to grind on rails in order to get on things. He has to run up a special wall in order to run up the special wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, you know, pulling back a little bit on all of the sort of tropey sort of Sonic things and essentially make it like the intro to Sonic CD, where you see Sonic CD, he's running up the walls, he's doing all this stuff on his own, he's not jumping on a freaking, like, a, you know, trampoline or any of that sort of stuff. But I feel like they keep those things in there because those are the familiar things. So I think they just literally transported all of the ideas, you know, all the traversal things from a game like Sonic Forces into an open world. Now, you know, he can grind up walls, and now he can do all of this stuff because of that's already been established. Instead of really sort of reinventing the wheel of Sonic, Breath of the Wild is essentially a reinvention of Zelda, or maybe going back to what were we gonna say, Brett?
Have you watched the gameplay trailer? Because I'm going through it right now, and it looks like those metal railings are something that you construct by doing things in the zone.
Oh my god! Like
he just did a thing, and like a bunch of rails appeared.
No, essentially what it is that he earns he solved one of the sections. He solves a puzzle, and then things start to appear in the environment. There's a tower there with rails that go all the way up it. There's a wall. There's wall runs. There's all these tropey things from Sonic games just in this environment. I feel like it's a stylistic clash where it's like you have these fantasy elements or sci-fi elements in this world, but then also this hyper realistic world, and you still haven't explored what why are there floating trampolines? Because it's a Sonic game. You know what I mean? That's what it seems like. But anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not interested in this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I posted a picture. Manny's right. In the first movie, Green Hill Zone looked like the games. It looked more. It had the checker pattern. You could see it in the pictures.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, in the first movie, it did.
In the first movie, it did.
Oh, okay.
He's running through the loop of the loop, and he's doing all that sort of stuff. And that's why I'm like saying, like, why doesn't like even the walls in the the environment have that weird checkerboard pattern? Why isn't the language of a Sonic game that it's this sort of like. It's just the language of the game. I feel like it, and that's not reflected in the new one.
Yeah. All right. I'm moving on. Anyway. I don't want to talk about Sonic. We're fucking stupid. All right. and the last thing here, don't worry, Adam. We'll get to Diablo. This was announced today. Dragon Age Dreadwolf or Dragon Age 4 is officially a thing. And that's all you get. Here's the thing. They announced this game like 3 years ago, and they already told you who the main villain was. So they just re-emphasized that again. And that's all we got.
Wait. Now they have a logo.
Yeah, they do have a logo. So, yeah.
It's purple.
It's purple, yeah. Solus, he was like revealed as the main villain of Dragon Age Inquisition, which is cool. But, we need a little more than that. And again.
What does that tell you?
I mean, yeah, it doesn't tell you shit. Doesn't tell you shit.
They again, got a logo. We know who the villain is.
Yeah, we didn't. We know everything they told us today, we already knew. They just gave us like a fancy like lore thing, like the Dread Wolf, blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, that's cool, but give us some more shit. I've said this before, I'll say it again. If this game and Mass Effect, the new Mass Effect, don't hit, EA's done, man. EA's done with BioWare. I should say. Thank you for correcting me. BioWare's done.
It's a BioWare game.
Yeah, it's a BioWare game. Yes.
Oh, never heard of it.
Yeah. Microsoft, buy these motherfuckers. Just saying, buy these motherfuckers.
They should. Somebody should go back in time and be like, said to them, "Yo, buy these motherfuckers."
Yeah, right. You should have bought them with the first Mass Effect.
Dude, they should have bought them with KOTOR.
Yeah, that's just right. Yeah.
They should have got them then. But like, to be honest, like that would have been a really good range of characters to have, right? You have your Shepard as your Space Marine, but you have your RPG character, which is Shepard. Then you have your Space Marine with Kalo, and then you have your Chainsaw guy with the other.
You have your car with Forza.
And you have your fancy car. Locked
down the Star Wars property.
What's a Star Wars?
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore.
It's this weird space fantasy with wizards.
Yes.
I heard it was all based off of this thing called Dune.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, Dragon Age, not much more to say. We shall see. All right. So, Adam, tell us your thoughts on Diablo. The game that caused so much controversy when it was announced. Remember that? Don't you all have cell phones? Is this an off-season? So, Adam, my question is this game an off-season April Fool's joke or not?
No, this is a real deal. And you can use a controller. That's what makes it a real deal. You can use any Bluetooth controller, plug in your Xbox controller, whatever you want on your phone, your tablet, PC, and you can play it. And it's Diablo. It's got the same loot, the same sounds, the same quality. This is legit. Yeah, there's stuff you can buy. They brought back like the marketplace style with your sets and all that. And we knew it was a free-to-play. That's what's there. But the core of it is still Diablo. And it's amazing. They did a great job with it. So I understand why people were pissed, because that's not what we wanted to hear.
They wanted Diablo 4,
Four, understandable. If they would have said, hey, here's Diablo 4, and we're doing Diablo version, and show gameplay before saying anything, because, you got to play it. Load it on your device. Get a controller. Don't bother with the touch screens, because that never works. That's horrible. But I have a 12-inch iPad. Put it in. It's amazing. It works. You can play with friends, whole thing through BattleNet.
It's Diablo. Was this, how long ago was this, like, made?
Remember, it was announced in 2018.
Yeah,
remember, like, remember the controversy that was over.
Yeah, so it's finally out.
It's finally out.
It took them that long to make a fucking mobile game?
Manny, they were busy harassing women.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, you see the quality. You'll see this isn't like something that's just put together like a cash. This is high end, if that's even a thing. High end free to play game. It feels like quality. And that's the beauty of it now. Obviously, they want to make their money for buying stuff, so I don't know if that's going to... But man, if you just jump in there, and you start doing the story, and there is a story there, and you're going to buy them with your buddy, you're playing Diablo. It's downright... It is a new game. You're playing Diablo. It doesn't feel like, oh, this feels half-assed. This doesn't look right. Everything is on par. So, it's awesome. It's awesome. So, you did a good job.
Yeah, but, like, when is Diablo 4 coming?
Uh-oh. I don't know. That we don't know. But who knows? So, with all the changes talking about they're doing the Diablo, this might be the Diablo. That Diablo 4 might be completely different. They'd be like, wow, this is not what... But you have to change. They got to take chances. And it sounds like they're taking
changes. It might end up being like Diablo 2 was.
Yeah. I don't have any thoughts. It's the mobile game, so you already know my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean...
But you don't play it. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to play it as a mobile game, which is then in turn...
Well, actually, Adam, it's two things. One, it's a mobile game, and I don't like Diablo, so...
Because if you have your controller... Even your... I used my my Pro Controller.
Yeah.
So my Nintendo Pro Controller, and that's a Bluetooth, and it paired up with that, and it worked fine.
Nice.
So it doesn't even matter. Yeah. So if you have one that you're already traveling around with whatever device you have, then go ahead, pair it up, and give it a go. It's free. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. But if you're into Diablo and playing them, you're not going to be disappointed. You're going to be like, oh, wow, this is Diablo. And people forget that they had a marketplace. They tried it, and it broke the system with 3. So they
removed it. Yeah, I remember that controversy, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they removed it. So this is more controlled. I don't think people will be able to sell their own. It's just selling. But I was finding loot dropping. You'll see other items that drop, just like any other team. So if you just want to play it like a Diablo game, play it like a Diablo game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I'm definitely sure that what the idea is essentially... to get further and further within the game, you know, obviously they're going to, you know, make sure they throw some heavy duty enemies and then make the grind a little more, you know?
Or that they're going to throw certain items is what all these do. All of them, even Division, they all do. They do throw certain gear that's only available for purchase. Like, you're not going to find it. You got to get like the battle pass. I don't remember if this, those type of things. There's certain things that you will not be able to find in. You don't need it. Not needed, not a pay to win, like FIFA Ultimate Team, straight up going high quality players. But it's there. It's there if you want it, if you're into that. It's cool. It's cool. I don't think it's going to get the credit that it deserves. We're so bitter as Diablo 5 sucks. But, hey, I mean, there's Diablo 2 that came out remastered. It's great, like that. And then you got this one. If you give it a shot and be like, oh, wow, I can play with my buddies and we just play it like Diablo. We all have controllers. And you set up your phones or your tablet. There you go. You're playing Diablo, a new one.
Yeah. All right. So there it is, man. End of the show. Another good one. Despite not much happening in the industry, you know, do we have anything to plug around here?
Yes. Not going to talk about the, why not? I have Power Rangers, Godzilla versus Power Rangers. It just recently dropped, last week. And I talked about that, and as well as Transformers Beast Wars number 16 also dropped the same day. Those are all at your local comic book stores, or you can get them online. My cover for Godzilla versus Power Rangers can only be ordered on IDW site, so it's exclusive.
Fancy.
The next part of this is if you guys have been checking out our YouTube, I had been posting the Throwdown Draws episodes of me drawing Legacy of Kain and Raziel. It's actually something that I did in 2001, but I hadn't, 2021, but I hadn't gotten a chance to post everything up and, you know, get all the videos all set up. So the videos are all set up and they all premiered this week. If you have a lot of time, you can, you know, run that, or you could just run it in fast forward mode and see me draw all of those images. I think we had about about 5 episodes. Today's being the shortest, which was only 30 minutes.
Oh, cool. All right. Oh, Adam, turns out Diablo is in beta on PC right now.
Yeah, that's what I said. So, you can play it on PC.
There you go.
Play it
that way then. You know,
yeah, you can play it there, wherever you want. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're really, it's not what we feared, but it's also not what people wanted. And I think it was just a presentation. If they would have put it at the end of the show, as like,
oh, it was the entire show, you know?
Exactly. That's it. And that's not what people wanted. And that's why I agree with that guy's comment. This is in April, because they should have known nobody wanted that, especially for a whole show dedicated. I mean, every big studio that's ever announced a mobile game, remember EA a few years ago,
yep,
did one with, and people were like, what are you doing? We get it. Your shareholders want it because they see all the money being made from some of these other free-to-play. That's not what this audience is here for.
Yeah, not the BlizzCon audience. They don't want that shit, you know? They want, like, hardcore, real Diablo, you know?
Or they shoot the... All right, so listen. Let's see what else.
Yeah, what you got, man? What you got?
So Rich and I, for the I'm Knee and the Walking Dead podcast, that we will be discussing on Sunday live over on the Coalition's YouTube, the final episode of Fear the Walking Dead Season 7.
Ooh.
Now, it's already out on AMC Plus. We've watched it, and we had talked about it. If you guys listened, or whoever, you probably heard that for the past few episodes, we were talking about doing the final one live, so we can jump in and discuss how bad the season was, yeah, and where it's going to go from here. This final episode was even worse, and we really want to go into it and break down why it was so bad and where the story is falling apart. And if you're interested in that, you want to join us at the Coalition, Coalition's YouTube and on the website there, IMD on Spotify. And we're still going to upload it there, but this one will be live. And we're going to do this on Sunday after it airs for the masses. So that's why we didn't post up our thoughts. So it airs, was it Eastern, 9 o'clock? So 10 it ends. So probably around like 10:10 we'll go live. And if you're watching it after that, then you jump in, and that's what we're going to do. And something I'm not part of, but man, it's been years. The Orville is back. Go check out. It finally, after all the drama, this is their final season. Well, maybe at least with FX and Fox, scandal with that, but it's back. So if you remember the Orville, which disappeared for many, many years, it's back over on FX.
And I think, isn't it on streaming too?
I mean, today, a lot of trouble. We got The Boys, and that just came back. Season 3 of that. A lot going on. Stranger Things is great. If you've been watching that, that got picked up for another season. Surprise, surprise. We thought this was it.
They got to fund that story in Times Square, you know?
They split this season into two parts.
They're calling the other part of the second season. They were like, "Oh, we're coming back for season 5."
No, it's this season was supposed to have two more episodes, but they literally pulled it off. And I think in July the next two parts are going to be happening.
Yeah, beginning of next month, two episodes. First one's 1:40. Second one's like 2:15.
So pretty much two movies.
Yeah, they're big movies.
Each episode right now is almost 1.5 hours.
Yeah, these they're really long.
They're pretty beefy. They're like many movies in themselves. So It's really good so far. They're two episodes in. And then that's it. That's what's going on. Man. Keep playing video games.
Hey, there you go. You know, whatever few games are out right now. Not a lot.
I'm telling you, people, I know you don't like to do it, but people, go through your backlog. We all have one, and everyone always bitches. And there's always a few that are like, this is the time to do it. This is definitely the time to do it because it's so slow.
Yeah, may as well, right? Mm-hmm. All right, man. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Join us on Discord, where the conversations and rumors are always popping. Throwdown Show is on every podcast app. Ask Throwdown Show, two words, Throwdown Show, throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and you're enjoying the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when we go live with our premieres and for some random Throwdown draws whenever they show up, you know?
Yep.
World premiere. All right, links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vail.
Good weekend, everybody.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Majoma.
Does this mean that we can expect the Wolverine game to come out on PC?
Yes.
Hey, you never know. The lottery says.
All right, people, you already know, man. We'll see you on Sunday. Later.
Latest.